This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running, motivated and twitching every morning. We appreciate that. And thanks, everyone, for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, October 24th, in a birthday shout-out. Happy birthday, Ryan Porth.
How about that?
Hey!
Ryan.
Happy birthday to
Congratulations, buddy.
Happy
another day.
Yeah. Did you bring the cake?
I thought you were going to bring the cake.
I thought, did Dan bring you cake?
No. Yeah.
Somebody. Go buy the man a donut.
His national predators come to town tomorrow night to ruin his birthday.
Oh, look at you already with the predictions.
Well, they're probably going to win the game.
I don't know.
We'll get to
you. Are you feeling?
What are you doing?
Okay.
Thanks, wow. Dustin. Dustin William Rhodes.
Does it please you? I mean, is that something you
respond to? Doesn't please me, but it's good to see. Good to hear him out there doing that. And that means he's doing growth.
And that's DJ Moore. Asked if Caleb Williams was being bossy with him. And thank you very much to our guy, Brandon Fryer, for his hard work.
Who on your team is not allowed to touch the aux cord?
Myself. Aux cord, not in charge. Probably me.
Modest. When I'm in the locker room, just pass it to me.
Who is not allowed to have the aux vooch? Because he'll play something in a different language. He'll be the only one singing. It's awful.
I know they say me because I play foreign music.
That was from Chicago Sports Network. That was Bulls players talking about the aux cord. So
cute.
We have that.
Funny.
Marshall Harris is here. Marshall!
Happy to be here.
You look great, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Looking good, Marshall.
Happy, good too.
Happy birthday to Ryan. And Dan is here.
Good luck with that.
Well, oh, man. I will not have disparagement of English majors going on these airways.
Thank you.
I will absolutely not have it.
I was lumped into that category, Dan, so I had to push back a little bit.
You were a journalism major?
I was a journalism and political science major.
Okay, because I won't have it. I will not have English major slander.
I'm sorry, an
English major myself with an honors degree in English.
Look at you.
The son of an English major. I am the husband of an English major.
Wow.
As am I.
And
all right,
you know,
I'm feeling a little bad about that.
So
I respect the major.
I am the brother of two English majors.
I respect that.
Our whole family.
And we all sit in a room full of books and we mutter to ourselves.
Leather-bound books.
Yes.
We
grumble. We shake our fists at
brandy
the heavens.
Sifters.
We rage against the dying of the light.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We stare at our belly buttons.
Naval gaze.
Contemplate.
Yes.
Yeah. All the great Williams over the course of human history.
I ain't take no English in college, so I can't identify.
Now, you're in charge of math.
What do they speak in Alabama?
They speak English.
Wow,
that's what we're doing?
Look at that.
Listen, I'm from Indiana.
Huntsville, Alabama.
More
PhDs per capita than any city in the country. Don't forget that.
Well, Indiana's different, though, because Indiana's so striated. By the time you get to southern Indiana,
by
the time you get down to, like, Seymour and down there,
where
it's like, you know, Washington, and you get that thick Indiana.
One of my best friends from high school lives in Seymour.
Really?
Yes, he does. He's a basketball coach and athletic director there.
Really?
Former Big Ten basketball player Kirk Mantz.
Wow. Because that part of Indiana might as well be, you know.
Kentucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
But, you know, I'm sure they have an English department at various Indiana universities. Still.
Oh, that's why I did. That's
shot to be fired right now on a Thursday.
The truth is, a lot of universities are, the money's not going to the humanities because everybody wants to study STEM.
Oh, the humanities.
That's kind of where it is with the humanities.
That's why I could not major in English. Ball State didn't offer it.
Oh, damn it.
That explains a lot.
All right. Speak slower.
I was thinking it was one of these things.
Chirp, chirp, not tweet, tweet.
I said whatever came
There are a lot of schools where they'll steer football players into the majors they don't even want.
If you're
a scholarship football player.
Do they still do that?
Are you kidding?
I'm asking. I know that was a thing. I'm from the South. You ain't got to explain that to me. I just thought maybe over time we had evolved in the role of the student athlete.
Why do you think Duke created the sociology major?
Because people wanted to learn about sociology
for Duke football and basketball players.
That became this whole
this system. Trope about the dumb jock. I have friends that are football players and such, so I feel like I have very smart friends. I had teammates that
benefited from those things.
I'm not saying smart or dumb.
Those offerings.
It has to do with workload. It has to do with coaches thinking that academics are interfering with athletics, and they don't want people. Ask the number of athletes who wanted to take classes with labs, who wanted to be pre-med, who wanted to be psych majors, and the coaches said, no, there's no lab time for you.
I actually started pre-med.
Did you really?
I lasted less than a week.
Less than a week?
Organic chemistry?
What was the class?
I showed
up at registration. It wasn't the class. It was the hours. I showed up at registration. It was like, do you want to be a doctor? And I thought, well, noble profession, healing people. Yeah, sure, I'll be a doctor.
You're watching too much
TV. And then
TV.
I show up at, you know, it was 7 o'clock in the morning for some biology class, and everyone's dressed up like in suits and jackets and stuff, and I like come slaunting in.
What kind of doctor would you have been?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I was kicked out of gynecology school because I kept bringing my work home with me.
Wow.
Oh, see, it's just like
the words gynecology school. I already knew what we're doing.
Don't get you in trouble.
Next thing you're spraying seltzer.
I couldn't be a doctor because I faint at the sight of money.
I couldn't be a doctor because I didn't have enough patients.
How are you going to? I'm sorry.
We are all on one collectively.
Oh, boy.
God doesn't think he's a doctor.
Lots of Bears trying to figure out the quarterback they're going to face. Hearing Nick Costos high on the Bears kind of threw me a little bit. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to, because he hates the Bears and he hates Matt Eberflus. He's like, he was all over him no matter who's quarterbacking the Commanders. Okay. The Bulls gave you a little taste of what you're in for this year. We'll talk to that. Marshall's had a math project he's been working on regarding the NFC North and in division and out of division games.
They do math in Alabama too?
Oh, no, he's the math guy.
I'm going to say this one more time to set the record straight. Huntsville, Alabama, more PhDs per capita than any city in the country.
Just kidding.
Just a bunch of eggheads running around. Okay?
Yeah, no, he's in charge of math and hockey.
Right. No English and no math taken in college because I clept out of all that stuff. So y'all can, you know. You know.
Paul Charchin, 11:25. High noon, 11:40. Matt Bowen at noon. I've got some thoughts, dusting off some old Penn State thoughts that are coming back to the forefront again. Sort of flexing some old muscles there. Darnell Mayberry at 12:45 will bring back whatever Shane Waldron has to say. And Brian Mitchell, the star return man for Washington, is now a radio personality and will be our guest at 1:25.
Have a great show.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.